Coming up on the show, for some reason, we have a lot of Bruce Willis news. There's a J.J. Abrams movie coming out about the fall of Lance Armstrong. Good news for Terminator fans as Terminator 5 gets moving forward. And the Evil Dead trailer still makes me want to cry. This is the Fanboys XL Podcast, episode 30.
Talk nerdy to me.
My calculations are correct.
Welcome to Fanboys XL.
Don't cross the streams.
Warning, warning.
You are now listening to
the Fanboys XL Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Fanboys XL Podcast, the podcast for everything geek and nerdy and pop culture today. I am your host, Bob Fournier, and joining me on the other end, I'm very scared because he warned me about his fact, it's Rick Piven.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello.
All right, are you ready?
I guess so.
Okay. If you urinate when swimming in the South American River, you might encounter a candreu, a tiny fish that will follow the stream of urine to its source, enter the body, and flare its barbed fins, keeping it firmly embedded in the flesh until it can be surgically removed.
Hold on. When you say enter the body...
Oh, it goes in your dick hole, sir.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yes.
No, yes, it does. That was not good.
Swims up the P2 and flares out its barbed fins, attaching itself to the inside of your body.
I'm cringing right now. Can you imagine if that happened in just public pools?
That would be... You pee in public pools, Bob? What? There's no pee in this ool, Bob.
Yeah, no, I do not. No, yeah, I do. No, my body can't even control itself right now. I'm so scared. I heard of this happening once. I think I was watching Animal Planet or something and immediately changed the channel.
I'm good with that fact. I don't ever want to know that.
Yeah, I cannot ever go swimming. And that's in Southeast where? Asia? America? Nope. Nowhere near here?
American River.
Oh, that would be the worst thing to do. That's what next supervillain in any sort of movie...
The Candiru.
It's what he's gonna have to do. That's how they're gonna defeat Aquaman.
Oh,
poor Aquaman. Well, everyone, welcome to the Fanboys XL Podcast. And Rick, I have a little bit of fun information for you.
All right, I love fun.
It's fun. We've been doing this show since about April of 2012.
Correct.
We've had our ups and downs, our shows and non-shows.
Correct.
Our podcasts and no longer podcasts.
Are you breaking up with me?
No, sir. I'm here to tell you that on episode 30, we have achieved 3,000 downloads.
Woo!
I would just like to say thank you to all the friends, fans, family, anyone that has downloaded, listened, or given us advice or opinions. It feels pretty cool to hit a 3,000. We're a little over 3,000, but it was pretty cool to hit 3,000 on 29 shows.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
And there are some numbers from Murder Basement and stuff like that, but we're going to count them. We're going to count them anyway.
Well, Murder Basement will eventually rise and make a return, but...
Yeah, maybe.
It's a lot of work.
I'm also...
We've both proven that we're pretty lazy.
Yes. It works out pretty well. I'm also... I'm doing the standing desk. I'm part of the crew now. The standing desk crew. I don't know if there's anyone else except for me and that Brian Dimmitt guy, but...
Part of the loser crew?
Yeah, we're doing it. I'm recording it. Whoa! Sorry, Brian Ibbett.
I'm sure he doesn't listen.
Yeah, thank God for that right now. It's crazy. I'm recording in a different room. It's the only setup that worked. And I'm about to fall asleep.
Nice.
I hope this show doesn't go on too long.
It shouldn't.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and just break it down into the weird news, shall we?
Shall.
Mine's pretty good this week, judging by your title once again. I think you might have it. Mine, severe hoarder, requires chainsaw rescue in British Columbia. He may lose his foot.
What?
Okay, so this dude in British Columbia, right?
He may lose his foot because when they cut the wall down, his leg's in the way.
I can't move. No, 73-year-old guy. He's a hoarder. There's a picture of his place. You cannot physically see anything but mounds of garbage. Yeah. Family members were worried they couldn't get in contact with him, so the fire rescue team, they went to the apartment, opened the door and said hello, and they heard, I'm assuming. And it took 3 hours to cut this man out of all the trash and stuff that was in his house.
Ridiculous.
He was buried underneath it. Apparently he was dehydrated. He lost circulation in his foot, so they may have to surgically remove it.
Awesome.
Hoarding, my friend, is not a good thing.
No, I love watching that hoarding show and making fun of people, though.
Oh, apparently it's a mental disease, is what I've been told.
Yeah, it's supposedly something that happens, like something causes severe trauma, and then they lose their shit, and they're just like, I need to have everything to make my life whole.
Yeah, it's strange, because I keep things, but I also throw things away. Like,
right?
I don't know, like, I can never imagine, and like, you see some pictures of these places, and like, there's people that don't even like they poop in bags and pee in bottles, and then they just leave it there.
Well, some of these people, too, are broke as shit, and all money that they get, they're using it to buy just junk. Like, use that money for food or a shower. Like, some of them people are fucking nasty, man.
Yeah, ugh, that's gross. But anyway,
all right.
Dare I say it, your news story.
My news story is awesome.
All right.
We need to have a bumper for this that goes, yay, Florida news!
Oh, we got another one?
Carlos Romero, man who has sex with a donkey, arrested again.
Again?
A Florida man convicted of engaging in sexual activity with a miniature donkey has landed himself in hot water again. Best part, the rest of this has nothing to do with donkeys. Carlos Romero, 32, was on probation Thursday when he was arrested for allegedly stealing 16 train batteries valued at 10 grand from Florida Northern
Railroad. Train batteries? What is a train battery?
I'm guessing a...
For like remote-controlled trains and something?
Train? Well, I don't know. It's $10,000. So
wow, that is...
Those are some expensive remote-controlled train batteries.
Maybe it's a real train.
Police said Romero admitted to taking 4 batteries and bringing them into a recycling company to sell for scrap. Recycling company officials told the authorities Romero was paid $161 for the batteries. Totally fucking worth it.
Wow.
So, the best part about this... Is that they start, like, he stole a bunch of train batteries. Yeah, but remember, he's a donkey fucker. We need to put that in the title.
I think it's funny that it's like, oh, this man got arrested for stealing train batteries. That's not very interesting. Did he do anything else? Yeah. Well, he engaged in sexual intercourse with a miniature donkey.
Yeah, and then it's like Romero, who had been arrested on bestiality charges in September, pled guilty in December as part of his plea deal and was sentenced to 1 year probation and a $200 fine. And then later on it says his plea deal also required him to give up his donkey, undergo psychosexual evaluation, avoid any contact with children at a school or playground, and avoid unsupervised contact with animals.
Oh.
Yes! We love Florida!
He stole the batteries to make a truck insurance payment.
He also waxed poetic about his preference for animals over humans, explaining that... critters do not seek other pleasures, and their feelings are 100% honest, as opposed to promiscuous humans who stab you in the back and give you diseases and lie about you.
Yeah, I think about that all the time. My puppy shits on the floor.
Like, you know, dog, you have no beef with me.
You are very honest. I appreciate that.
Yes.
We're going to give this one to you.
The best news of the week in my eyes.
Mostly for the misleading title. I like the misleading title. And the fact that he stole $10,000 worth of batteries just to make a truck insurance payment.
Not even. I mean, well, I guess depending on what his insurance is. $121.
Jeez. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, you enjoy your time wherever you're going now, my friend.
He's like, oh, I miss my donkey.
I miss my donkey. Well, before the show gets weird, we got some entertainment news to talk about.
Good.
And I'm going to actually play something brand new. Working on some new bumpers. They might change throughout the shows. Who knows? But here's the first one.
Might I have a brief word with you?
I'm taking you off the air. I think you're having a break.
I'd like to have a calm discussion.
getting down and nerdy with the news.
That's right. Each and every week, we talk about what's going on in geek world. Yeah. And apparently scary movie world.
Yes.
SVHS, which apparently does not stand for sequel VHS. Learned that 5 minutes ago. It's great. You remember a little movie that came out, all kind of handheld camera shot VHS movie? Mm-hmm. I saw it. Melina could not watch it because she's not into the bumps and shakes.
Yeah.
It was actually surprisingly pretty good. Really violent, really evil. Four different movies in one. They're making a second one, and they just released a trailer over at the Sundance 2013.
Yes.
So far, the reviews are great, which is surprising.
I didn't see the first one because it didn't. It reminded me of The Ring, only because, I mean, I guess it's completely different, but it reminds me of The Ring because you have to watch a tape to do something, and in that movie, don't you watch a tape and shit happens?
Well, you watch a tape and, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, basically, so. Yeah. This one has four separate movies as well, and I was reading through some of the stories, and like a basic thing too, which is some of them are kind of cool. One, a guy gets a new eye that has a recorder in it. It's a bionic eye, so they could test if it's have any glitches or anything like that. And now he can see ghosts, which is kind of cool.
Nice.
This one's the best. A Ride in the Park. It's about a guy that goes mountain biking with a camera attached to his helmet, ends up getting running into a zombie, and then he becomes a zombie. And then you see the whole movie from his perspective as a zombie.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. We don't get that a lot in zombie movies, you know?
Right.
So it'll be a kind of a different take on a zombie movie. It'll be very, very different. The third one's called Safe Haven. It's a group of reporters go out to this, I believe it's like an Indonesian cult, and they try to organize a mass suicide. Apparently this is the one that gets really, really crazy and insane. And the fourth one's an alien abduction slumber party movie. the ever classic.
Right.
So yeah, I'm kind of excited. I'd like to see that because I kind of enjoyed the first one. I can only imagine how shaky cam all of this is going to be, though. Yeah. For all of you that have very weak stomachs when it comes to vertigo
stuff.
Yeah, plus so, it's supposed to be like five times more violent than the first one too.
Yeah, so just to inform you, Bob, on your sequel VHS, I explained it to you wrong before the show. It's not the micro VHS tapes. SVHS stands for Super VHS, which is an improved version of a VHS standard tape. It was introduced in Japan in 1987, and it makes for better picture and quality.
Hey, the more you know.
And
that actually makes sense, because in this it says VHS movies without any lost quality to them.
Yeah.
I still like sequel VHS. I think that's a good way to go. Something else that scared the crap out of you and I, the Evil Dead movie.
Movie's gonna be horrifying. I can't wait.
They have a Green Band trailer out. Yep. It is not as gruesome as the Red Band trailer, obviously, but still made me pee my pants.
The Red Band trailer has tree rape in it.
Okay. Yeah. And the girl slitting her tongue in half.
Oh, did you see the new Red Band trailer?
Yes.
Where she slits her tongue in half and then makes out with another girl, erupting blood into her mouth.
Yeah, and why did you bring it up?
Because it's horrifying.
This one, even though nothing really bad, this is like almost like a TV spot one. Yeah. Nothing crazy happens until the very end when they have her down the hatch in the basement.
Yeah.
And she's like talking to the lady about letting her out, and she looks so creepy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking at her right now.
This movie's going to be so
cool. Oh, man.
I can't wait.
The fact that a Green Band trailer or a TV spot trailer can make you squirmish just gives you great signs for the movie in whole. It had basically the same parts from the Red Band trailer, the original Red Band trailer.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm excited. This is still another theater go for me, but...
Do we have a release date yet? I know it says... Oh, April.
April, okay. Yeah.
I'm skimming through it right now. Because I know it said spring, and me and my friend are planning on going, and I want to know when it is, because I need to see it.
Yeah, and you need someone's hand to hold, so right? I'm going to be going with you.
Yes. Horrified.
I'm very excited and very nervous. I love a good scary movie. But this one looks over the top, man.
This is going to make up for all the shit scary movies that have been coming out for the past, like, 10 years. I'm sick of watching Paranormal Activity and, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing, too, is, like, once this comes out, maybe horror will come back. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're both big horror fans, and, like, lately, you see a nice horror movie, it's kind of lame. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just not as good.
Yeah, there's really no good stories out there either.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
On to bigger news, though. Bruce Willis, apparently, is going to flood the entire news section today.
Bruce Willis is going to own 2013.
Apparently. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I'm not upset by this at all. The first news I want to talk about, a little something I heard, A Good Day to Die Hard, the new Die Hard movie, obviously, officially going to be rated R.
Nice.
Your thoughts on that?
I didn't like the last one.
No.
The only thing I liked about it is that they put Kevin Smith in it as the fucking warlock.
Right. He's so funny. And that was PG-13, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I hope this brings it back to the rated R roots of just violent and gritty. You know what I mean? Like the very first Die Hard, you go back and watch that. It's that raw grit, you know? And that's what I hope being rated R brings it back to.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Exactly.
Motherfucker.
And the second Bruce Willis thing we have here is Sin City 2.
Yes.
He's officially back.
Yes.
Doesn't make sense, because, spoiler alert, but he died.
Yeah, well, Mickey Rourke's also in it, and Marv dies. So I'm wondering if this is a prequel.
It's got to be.
Because I never read these. I wanted to read these, but I have never read them. I think, you know how in the movie Marv's with that girl and she's dead?
Yeah.
I think she's the Dame to Kill For, which is what the movie is called, The Dame to Kill For.
Right.
So I think it's about what happens then, like when she's dead, or maybe she's not dead yet and like Marv is trying to like protect her or something. I don't know. I have to.
It probably maybe a leading up to movie.
Did you also notice that a bunch of people are replaced in this movie?
Yeah, well, you still have your Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba's still in it. Rosario Dawson's still in it.
Yeah, Jamie King's still in it. But then you have...
Mickey Rourke's still in it. But then you get... Well, obviously Michael Clark Duncan's not going to be in it.
Unfortunately, no. And Dennis Haysbert, kind of a weird fit.
Well, he's a good actor, but he's like an eighth of his size.
I know.
Why didn't they get like Ving Rhames?
Well, that's what I was thinking. It's like Ving Rhames is like the direct replacement of those two. Like they're almost interchangeable. And don't get me wrong, they're both phenomenal actors, but that would be my first go-to.
Yeah, and then Josh Brolin is replacing Clive Owen. Obviously, it's going to be the same character, but obviously, it's not just an interchangeable actor. Like, they look totally different.
They are not even close, no.
And then some Jamie Chung is replacing Devin Akio. It's Chinese, I don't care.
Yeah.
Well, but JGL is going to be in it.
You really going to call him JGL?
JGL, that's what they're all calling him now.
Yeah, he's such a star, he gets the three syllable.
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is apparently taking the part that was originally linked to Johnny Depp.
Yeah, crazy. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, probably a better choice, too.
Yeah.
I don't see Johnny Depp doing very well in a Sin City movie, unless he wants to be a pirate or something.
Right.
Or an Indian. But an Indian that pretty much acts like a pirate in his other movies.
Yeah.
From what I hear. I think you're right, though. I think we're going to see an up to where we started the other Sin City movie.
Yeah.
With the story of Marv, and that's probably where Bruce Willis's character kind of crosses paths with him and all the other stuff. So, I mean, that's probably the best assumption, I would say.
Yeah, I'm trying to see, like, a chronological thing of the books, but to see when this might have taken place, but I don't see anything.
I've only read the first mini book of that. I didn't get very far into it. And apparently they're non-linear books, too, so be careful when you're reading that.
Apparently the second story in the Sin City series and the first to be published in miniseries format, so who knows?
Yeah.
Who fucking knows?
It's going to be like watching Lost all over again.
Oh, God.
And in other Bruce Willis news, Red 2, a sequel to Red, trailer's out. Looked pretty good.
I never watched the first one.
Oh, first one was amazing. It was great to see all the old action stars, all the big movie stars in a film together, you know?
Yeah.
And this one looks like it has enough action and comedy to kind of keep it going. I wouldn't see it in theaters.
Yeah.
But I have it on Blu-ray, and it's a fun watch. I think I watched it a couple times.
Yeah. Now, is it... I never read the comic book it's based on. Are they just essentially like the A-Team, but rated R?
They're
like a group of killers?
They're former CIA or still CIA. And I can't remember now, but in the first one, something happens, and they have to go find John Malkovich, who's living paranoid in the woods, and people are after them. And it's got all your Helen Mirren there, John Malkovich, Bruce Willis... The chick from Weeds, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think she's in it. And they basically have to avoid the CIA kidnapping and killing them, stuff like that.
Awesome.
And in this movie, it looks like it's happening again.
Awesome.
Just your standard old man action movie, Lethal Weapon for us.
Yeah.
But basically, the best way to put it is it's lethal weapon for our generation.
Expendables.
Duels.
Same kind of thing. Yeah.
All right, well, let's get off of Bruce Willis for a little while. Well, that sounded weird, didn't it?
I don't know why you're on Bruce Willis.
I'm near Bruce Willis.
No, you're not.
What do you think of Lance Armstrong?
I think that it's getting blown way out of proportion, and I could care less. Because there's no way he was the only person using drugs in the cycling thing. You know, if everyone was on drugs, then he just was better on drugs. But I guess they're making a movie out of it now.
Like, yeah.
J.J. Abrams is going to produce a biopic of Lance Armstrong, which is, you know, I mean, yeah, he survived cancer, and he's got the whole Live Strong or whatever it is, and he has, you know, all the charities. He's raised tons of money for him and stuff like that. But I heard today on Adam Carolla's podcast that in Australia, they're moving all of the books about Lance Armstrong to the fiction section in the libraries.
See, because that's rough.
Now saying that because they're taking all his medals and stuff away, that it's now fiction.
It's strange, too, J.J. Abrams doing this movie. Like, it just wouldn't be my first pick.
Yeah, not at all. It's nothing.
And the fact that he wanted to do it with Bad Robot production is kind of weird. There was supposed to Sony was actually going to make a film with Jake Gyllenhaal portraying Lance Armstrong and, you know, tell the inspiring heroic tale.
Yeah.
And then when all this stuff kind of came out, they immediately stopped that. Now we're going to get the movie about him falling, which is kind of sad, because usually you wait a little bit and then you do make the movie. This is like still ongoing and they're already talking about making a movie.
Right.
I'm just not into it. Like, I don't want to see it. I don't really care that much. And like you said, everyone's doping in professional sports.
Yeah. I mean, not everyone, but
most people are. I mean,
on the Adam Carolla show, they put it as if one person is cycling in high elevations, so it's the air's thinner and they're breathing different. Obviously, in low elevations, they're going to be better. So even that can be considered cheating,
right?
So I mean, I don't know. It's a bike race. You can only cheat so well on a bike,
right? Exactly. It's kind of strange. To me, it just doesn't sound like a movie anyone's going to want to go see.
Right, especially right now, especially ever since everyone's mad at him.
Right.
Like, no one's going to go see it now. Come out with it in 5 years, maybe.
Yeah, and I don't know. It seems very weird to me that they're making a movie on it, and B, that J.J. Abrams is like, yeah, I'll do it. Like, I got nothing going on.
Yeah, I'm all done Star Trek Into Darkness. I need to do something else.
I said I wouldn't do Star Wars, so I guess I'll do this.
Yeah. Better choice, I guess. Which one's going to make money?
Lance Armstrong biopic?
I would have made Star Wars.
Right.
They should let us make Star Wars.
I don't think that would work well for Star Wars.
The fanboys do Star Wars. Oh, God.
Just a bunch of bad jokes and poor lightsaber training.
New made-up movie.
Here we go. We're the guys that do it.
Old Bobby Kenobi.
Yes. And you could be. Oh, I got a new nickname.
Oh, Bobby Kenobi.
Well, let's talk a little bit about sci-fi now that we're on the topic. Oblivion, which I thought was a movie about a video game.
Me too.
Had me really excited until I saw the first picture and went, nope, guess not. Yeah. I haven't heard much about this Oblivion movie starring Tom Cruise.
No.
I know that it's directed by Joseph Kosinski. He's the guy that did the new Tron movie, I believe. Okay. Like, as his directorial debut, he did the new Tron movie.
Okay.
Basically, sci-fi movie, future Earth, Jack Harper, not Jack Reacher, Tom Cruise. He does repair droning on the last station on Earth or something. And what?
So he's Wally?
He's pretty much a human Wally. Basically, what happens is he goes down to Earth, and there's a terrifying threat known as the Scavs, something like that. He's almost complete. All of a sudden, boom, he finds a stranger and makes him question everything. Your typical sci-fi plot.
Yeah.
I'm still not, I mean, could it's a be good.
It's a good thing to come out with a movie where the world is, you know, near destruction or whatever. Nobody really lives there anymore. At the same time as that After Earth movie with Will Smith where they land on Earth and there's nobody living there anymore.
Yeah, right.
It's just like when they did Deep Impact and Armageddon at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They had those right around a few months from each other.
They do a lot of that.
Yeah, it's always strange. I don't know. I'm not upset, though. Like, I'd like to see a good sci-fi movie lately. Like, I haven't seen one. I always love the post-apocalyptic Earth kind of feel to it, too.
Right. I'm hoping. There's a rumor on the internet right now that they might be making a Fallout TV show.
Wow. What?
You didn't see that?
No.
Probably should have put it in the notes.
Yeah, I would have. Wow.
There's a rumor going around that they might make a TV show based on Fallout 3. How awesome. Awesome would that be?
Is epic.
I can't believe this is the first time I'm hearing of this.
I'm skimming through news right now to see if I can locate it real quick.
That's crazy.
Right? Fallout 3 TV show.
Well, we'll keep an eye on Oblivion, the movie. Maybe wait for a trailer to come out, or maybe a little bit more of a plot reveal, other than it's post-apocalyptic Earth.
All right, here we go. Let's ignore the Oblivion for a second and get on to something better.
Okay.
It says, earlier this month, Eric Todd Dellums, a.k.a. 3Dog from Fallout 3, teased gamers by tweeting this mysterious, to all my hashtag Fallout 3 and hashtag 3Dog fans, there may be more of the dog coming, fingers crossed. Naturally, most of us assume this was a reference on Fallout 4, but a new trademark filed at the U.S. Patent and Trade Office may point elsewhere. On Wednesday, a Bethesda trademark filing was discovered, the identification of which reads, Entertainment Services in the nature of an ongoing television program set in a post-nuclear apocalyptic world.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
That would be the best show on TV if they did it right.
They're already rumoring people to play characters. Like, they're rumoring Sean Bean to be a character. And, like, just think how awesome Walking Dead is on TV right now. Now, Fallout.
Oh, my God, dude. Imagine if AMC picked it up, too.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Place for it, too.
Dude, that's the best news I've heard all week. That's awesome. Like, I heard the quote, and I kind of just stopped and dropped after I thought it was, hey, Fallout 4, cool. Supposed to be set in Boston or something like that. Movie?
now, if anybody wants to, you know, tell me, oh, it's just a rumor, I'm reading it on Forbes.com right now.
Forbes.
So if you can't believe Forbes about business.
If you can't trust Forbes, then who are you going to trust, people?
Yeah, it's not like I'm on, it's not, I'm not on HuffPo right now.
Right? Hey, have you seen Terminator?
I have.
Terminator 2?
Yes.
T3?
Unfortunately.
Salvation?
Yes.
5?
not yet.
Terminator 5, moving forward. Okay. I'm a fan of the first movie. Obviously, it's a great film.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the second movie. It's another great film. Mm-hmm. The third movie kind of went a little weird.
Yeah.
Salvation was pretty cool. It was different. Yeah. I like Salvation. But really? 5? Like, I don't know.
I like that they got two writers to work on the script that hasn't done really anything this lifetime.
Well, here's the problem, too. You have Leda Kalogridis and Patrick Lussier. Okay? Yes. I'm saying that was right, I believe. So, Kalogridis does Avatar, Shutter Island, and...
Alexander.
And Lussier does Wes Craven's Dracula, Drive Angrily...
I drive very angrily.
Right turns only. And My Bloody Valentine. Yeah, great. That'll make for a great Terminator movie. If we need super blue people and axe-throwing villains, I don't know. Why those two?
Why didn't they get the person who wrote Salvation to write this one?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Salvation was decent.
It was very decent. And, like, it just... Maybe he didn't want to do it, or she didn't want to do it, but it's very... I don't know, because it's like, okay, maybe you have two different directors, because obviously they're both, I would say, pretty good directors. I mean, Shutter Island was weird, stuff like that.
They're not even directors, they're just writers.
Writers, sorry, they're the ones writing the script, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you get two different writers. How does that work with, like, two separate backgrounds like that?
Right, well, at least Avatar is kind of futuristic.
Yeah.
Shutter Island is a psychological thriller. Alexander is kind of a historical movie.
Kinda, yeah.
Then you get Dracula, nothing to do with Terminator. Drive Angry, didn't see it, heard it was kind of good. And My Bloody Valentine was a remake.
Yeah, and I didn't like it. It was kind of stupid.
So, like, they don't have anything that they wrote that was sci-fi, like, robots and shit.
They're basically saying, you're going to have one writer throw some psychological elements in the movie, and the other writer just throw some crazy action.
Yeah.
And they're just going to combine their two biggest powers. So... I don't know. Maybe it'll be good. Who knows? Maybe it'll be a very good Terminator movie. Plot? I don't know. Arnie's back again. He's been doing some movies lately.
Yeah, his movie, The Last Stand or whatever, was like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and then it came out in theaters, and now it's in like the 40s or 50s.
Oh, really? That's too bad. That's too bad. I still want to see it because it's Arnie, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll get on a little bit of superhero news for now. There's not much this week.
Yeah, there's not. News was kind of the whole Sundance thing kind of took over the news this week. So.
Yeah, there really wasn't much to talk about from Sundance yet. I'm sure that'll change as of next week, but as of now, it's kind of just basic. Right. But we have Thor, the Dark World plot details kind of get revealed.
Very, very kinda.
And it's not even like we didn't know. Way I see it. This person's quoting as saying mild spoilers, you know?
Yeah, it's very mild.
I
read it expecting to find out like something mind-blowing. And
right, yeah, and when you say spoiler, and this is going to be spoiler talk here, ladies and gentlemen, when someone says, Christopher Eccleston describes a bad guy with no redeeming qualities and then plans to take over the universe, egged on by the mischievous Loki...
Yeah. So his spoiler is, I'm taking over the universe, and Loki is telling me how to do it.
Right. And
wow.
Yeah, I think we all kind of went, and?
Yeah.
We all had an idea of that happening.
I do think Doctor Who looks kind of funny as a dark elf.
Oh my god, he looks really funny.
Yeah.
they are all going to look funny, I think, though.
Yeah.
So you can take that how you want. Mild spoilers, I don't really think so. I think anyone that watches Thor or reads Thor... or follows Thor, or the Avengers, kind of had an idea that was going to happen.
Yes.
I don't know if maybe if you go further into the interview, there's more, but I highly doubt it.
Right.
The other superhero news we have is Toby Jones.
Yeah.
From the first Captain America movie.
Little squirrely guy.
Yeah, glasses, bow ties.
He was also on Doctor Who.
He's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Also weird because I believe he died.
See, but he could be in flashbacks.
Everyone gets a flashback role.
Well, see, what's going to happen is, you know what the Winter Soldier is, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't. Just was hoping you weren't going to explain it to me.
The Winter Soldier is Bucky, which is Captain America's sidekick, the kid. He becomes like, he gets like a robot arm and he becomes like an assassin. So obviously if that's going to happen... Captain America is going to be in present day, but they're going to show what happened to Bucky. They're going to show him turning into the Winter Soldier.
So you think it's a flashback of that?
I think it's going to be flashback stuff.
I can see that. But everyone seems to get a role in a flashback.
He's a Nazi scientist, and the Winter Soldier is a bad guy. They, like, brainwash him. So...
I can see it. So obviously it's not going to be a very big role.
Yeah, and Hugo Weaving was in an interview, and he said Red Skull does not come back in this movie. So I think it's going to be Baron Zemo, which is another Nazi bad guy. Which would make more sense because in the Avengers cartoon, when they brought Winter Soldier onto the shows, he was being controlled by Baron Zemo.
Okay, so, yeah, I can see that.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Now, this one's slated 2014.
Right.
April 2014. Iron Man 3 is slated for, what is it, this year, right?
Yeah, Iron Man 3 is this year, Thor 2 is this year.
And then Captain America's next year.
Yeah, Captain America's next year, and then probably... Guardians of the Galaxy, and then the year after will probably be Avengers, right?
Yeah, I would assume the second one. What do you think, which one are you most excited for between Captain America, Iron Man, or Thor? Any word on Hulk movies coming out?
I don't know if they're going to do that anymore. I mean, they could. I think they signed, what's his face? Who's the new Hulk guy?
Drawing a blank here.
It's an M.
Mark something.
Ruffalo.
Ruffalo. Buffalo.
Woohoo!
Yes.
I win. they signed him on for like four movies. So that either means he's going to be in Hulk movies or in Avengers as Hulk or in other movies as Hulk. So it doesn't. They haven't really explained it.
Yeah.
I'm wicked excited for Iron Man 3. And I'm actually really excited for Thor because I think Thor. I like Thor.
I'm having a tough battle between those two. Like Captain America's good, don't get me wrong. It was a good first movie. I'm sure it'll be a great second movie. But the world of Thor and Iron Man is kind of like what I'm used to, what I kind of grew up on. But picking between those two is kind of tough because Iron Man 3 looks so epic.
Yeah.
And Thor 2, I haven't seen much on yet, you know what I mean? But just from the story alone, you can kind of get excited in the characters that are in Thor. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I'm thinking I'm going to... If I had to pick one to see in theaters, it would be Iron Man 3.
Yeah. So, little side note, since we brought up Sean Bean earlier.
like 10 minutes ago.
This is a list of everything he dies in, just movie-wise. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Don't Say a Word, Equilibrium, Outlaw, Airborne, Red Riding in a Year of Our Lord, Essex Boys, Cash, Patriot Games, Black Death, Henry the Eighth, GT, The Island, Clarissa, Caravaggio, War Requiem, The Field, Lorna Doone, Scarlet, Lord of the Rings, GoldenEye, The Hitcher. That's a lot of movies for him to just die in.
Wow, that's like
and
all
that's
of
not
his...
including TV shows, yeah. Spoilers. But someone strung together a video of all of his death scenes.
I watched The Island the other day on Blu-ray because it's a really good movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, Sean Bean. Oh.
Yeah. The best thing is he dies in like the first 7 seconds in the movie Don't Say a Word.
He also dies pretty quickly in Equilibrium, I think it is. With is that the one with Christian Bale?
Yes. Oh, yeah. First 24 minutes.
Yeah, he's out.
the longest he's made it is... Actually, I don't know if those are a minute. Those must be like 7 minutes, 24 minutes. Because Lord of the Rings, it says 2:56. There's no way he dies in the first 2 minutes.
No.
It must be 2 hours.
2 hours, 56 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert if you've lived under a
rock. He survives in Silent Hill. And supposedly...
I thought he died in the first one.
No, he was the one that came back. He's also in the second one. And I can tell you, spoiler alert, that he might not be dead in the second one.
Ooh.
But he might be.
Ooh.
Figure it out for yourselves. Hold on to your seats. And don't go see that movie. Oh, man. That was terrible. Yeah. It was worse than the first.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? It's
I didn't see the second one. I own the first one. I didn't mind it. You have to go to those movies and just kind of shut your brain off.
Yeah, and it's also weird for me trying to explain Pyramid Head.
Yeah, when you have to go watch a movie and you have to explain it the entire time, it's a pain in the fucking ass.
Yeah,
I like to go watch a movie, and if you have any questions, ask me at the end because I don't want to sit there and be like, "Hey, this is why this is happening. This is why this is happening." I've done that way too many times. I don't need to do it anymore.
Yeah, right in the middle, and you're trying to enjoy it. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, it sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
But, well, that's all we got for entertainment news. So, let's take a look at what we want to recommend to you guys this week.
Incoming recommendations.
Wait. 50% more explosions.
Yeah, I love the new bumpers and the explosions. So I'm actually going to have two. One I didn't write down, one I did write down.
Okay.
Would you like to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
I mentioned it last week that I was going to review these movies, but I'll just do it in the recommends.
Sure.
I watched Batman The Dark Knight Returns Part 1, which was fucking amazing. I'll read the quick synopsis on Wikipedia. After the death of his protege, Jason Todd, spoiler in case you don't read Batman comics from like 30 years ago.
I love how you say spoiler after every single time.
I like to be a dick.
Yeah.
Billionaire industrialist Bruce Wayne decides to retire from his Batman persona. If I remember correctly, Jason Todd gets killed by the Joker.
Yeah.
He was like the third Robin. Or the second Robin. I don't remember. Wayne decides to retire from Batman. 10 years later, Gotham City is overrun with crime and terrorized by a gang known as the Mutants. The 55-year-old Wayne maintains a friendship with 70-year-old retiring police commissioner James Gordon, while the Joker has been catatonic in Arkham Asylum since Wayne's retirement. So, it's amazing.
Five out of five Ricks?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Nice.
Freaking Batman comes back. Old and grizzled, and it's Peter Weller doing his voice. Fucking Robocop.
Really?
Oh yeah, Robocop doing his voice. And he comes out of retirement to beat up these mutants, but he's kind of like beat down still, so he's losing. He's getting shit kicked out of him, and the Commissioner Gordon knows that he's Batman, and he's retiring, and they're trying to replace him with a new commissioner who wants to take down Batman, and it's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Best part, I can't wait for part two to come out. Best part, the Joker is Benjamin Linus from Lost.
What?
Oh yeah. And at the end of part one, because the Joker's just catatonic. He's not talking. He's not doing anything. At the end of part one, it shows on the news that Batman's back and all this stuff, and he starts moving and stuff again. So it's like he was waiting for Batman to come back before he could be himself again. And it looks so good.
That's awesome.
First one was awesome. I can't wait for the second one.
Ben Linus makes a perfect Joker when you think about it.
Oh, yeah. He's like, and he's very calm. You know, the voice is going to be perfect. It's not going to be crazy. Like, Mark Hamill, best Joker voice.
Oh, yeah.
Ben Linus is going to be an awesome, I just got out of the insane asylum. I'm mellow. I'm cool.
Everything's weird about me right now kind of voice.
And, like, other crazy stuff is, like, Two-Face gets plastic surgery, so his face is back to normal. Wow. But he's still fucking crazy, and he covers his face with bandages because he hates the fact that he doesn't look like himself anymore.
Really?
Robin is a girl. It's this girl gymnast dresses up like Robin and ends up becoming partners with Batman. And the Batmobile is a tank. That must be where they got the idea for the Tumbler. It's a tank.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, that sounds so great. Good. So that part one's out now.
Part one's out now. Part two comes out, I think, next week or the week after. Part two, January 29th, next week.
Nice. So The Dark Knight Returns, part one. Your recommends.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
That's great. I need to watch it now. That sounds amazing.
It's so good.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
My recommends, two parts. One real quick I want to bring up. A brand new podcast out there with our friend Ryan Murphy over at Zamp. He does a Sleeping with the Elephant podcast. Mm-hmm. It's a podcast with him and Paul Swickard, I believe his name is. And they you got a Canadian and you got an American. And that's what they talk about. Canadians and Americans.
Nice.
Really fun show. Just the differences between the two cultures is always great. And America wins.
Nice.
Wait, what? Sorry. My second recommends, my actual, what I plan on recommending, is a board game, tabletop game. Got it in the mail the other day.
Ooh,
it's called Munchkin.
Munchkin.
Created by Steve Jackson. Funny story, in order to actually understand how to play, I had to watch the Geek and Sundry YouTube video with Will Wheaton on
Will Wheaton
on how to actually play it, because it's very fucking confusing. Like, it's so, like, you're reading the directions and you're like, wait, no, hold on. But basically the idea of the game is you have 10 levels of dungeon, and you have to get, you're basically leveling up a character to level 10. You have your regular deck of, like, just monsters and treasures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then you have your actual treasure deck, which is usually a great item that you can use or something you can use against players. And you basically, you start every turn by throwing down, you have like race cards, so you can play like, a halfling, and I have a wizard card, so I'm a wizard class halfling. And then you can put down armor and weapons and stuff like that, and that's your character. Mm-hmm. Your level plus whatever bonuses you have makes you whatever monsters you can fight. And you flip over a card, and it's what they call it, the kick open the door phase.
Yeah.
You flip over a card, if it's a monster, you have to fight it. Which is kind of neat, because like if it's a level 15 monster but you're only like level 11, you can ask the people you're playing with for help.
Yeah.
And they can either be like, meh, or they can be like, oh, I'll help you. And then someone else can be like, oh, that's great, you guys did that. Oh, I'm going to give this monster plus 10. You both don't go anywhere. It gets very complicated when you start playing with like 3 or 4 people. They don't recommend to play it with 2 because there's really not much you can do other than either help each other or hurt each other, you know?
Yeah.
You probably get nowhere. But when you start playing, I played it with the family the other night, and at first we were just like, what? Who? What are you? I don't know. But once I watched the video, I was like, I get it now. And it's so much fun. Like, if I was still coming up there this weekend, we'd be playing it all day Saturday.
Wish we could.
I know.
Son of a bitch.
I know. We'll get there. We'll get
you
there.
You broke my heart, Bob.
I do it all the time. So that's Munchkin. I got it on Amazon for like $20. If you guys are into fantasy role-playing and tabletop stuff, I would recommend this because it is a blast. And like, people that don't even get into that kind of stuff might actually find this game fun too.
Nice.
Because it's still a board game.
Are you ready to have your mind blown?
I guess so.
Batman The Dark Knight Returns Part 1 on Rotten Tomatoes? 100%.
That never happens.
93% for audience.
Wow.
100% for critics.
That's
geek out
worthy right there.
Oh,
that's crazy.
You gotta watch it. I'm gonna pick them up on Blu-ray.
Now I have to watch it. There's no excuse. No excuse. Right? I have to watch it.
All right,
so that's our recommends. Munchkin, The Dark Knight Returns. The Munchkin Knight Returns. That's great. Brand new bumper to bring out our newest segment on the show.
5, 4, 3.
The top 10.
Does thunder count as an explosion?
Yes.
And how loud was that?
I'm now deaf.
Okay, good. All right, this week's top 10 list that I haven't read yet.
Yes. This week's top 10 list is 10 unexpected things that dogs can smell.
All right.
All right. Number 10. Bacteria.
Ooh. Gross.
Apparently, dogs can smell bacteria.
In case you didn't know, the bees are dying.
Weird, right? I guess beekeepers train dogs to find diseased beehives before they have a chance to infect other beehives.
See, now that makes sense, because bees probably can't detect bacteria, right? They're just diseased.
Right, they're just bees.
They're just stupid bees.
Bees! All right, number 9, DVDs.
How do you spell a DVD?
Dogs can be taught to detect the material polycarbonate, a key component of all DVD discs.
Oh, thanks for answering my question.
I guess in Southeast Asia, they use the dogs to sniff out bootleg DVDs.
Really? They got nothing better to do?
It's like a drug.
DVD? Apparently, that's crazy.
The success of a single raid managed to annoy the Malaysian DVD pirates so much that they offered $30,000 bounty for the deaths of these dogs.
What?
That's how pissed off these people were. $30,000 to kill these dogs.
Well, it says here the dog, two dogs found a pile of pirated DVDs worth over $3 million. Wow. That's crazy.
I don't get it. Number 8, drowned bodies.
Okay.
Apparently the dogs can smell the death through the water.
Okay. That's gross, first of all. I see. They just put it on the edge of the boat and follow the dog's nose. I don't know how that works.
I like this one, especially the picture. Number 7, ambushes and Viet Cong equipment.
They can smell ambushes. Are you kidding me? How do you smell? I smell an ambush.
I think we're going to be ambushed. I can smell one to the right and in front of us. There will be Fido. Multiple ambushes.
Fido, what's wrong? Ambush.
Apparently, they're also able to detect tunnels, weapons, and booby traps.
Wow, that's cool.
Side note, booby traps is going to be the funniest thing to say.
I love booby traps.
Who decided that, look, we're going to put this trip line over here, and we're going to put this bear trap over here. Like, what are we going to call this collection of traps that we're going to use on people? I don't know. We might catch a bunch of idiots, a couple of boobs in there. How about we call it booby traps?
I like it.
I don't get it. I never understood it, but it's going to be one of the funniest things to say.
Booby traps.
Booby traps.
You're right. Grow up. Grow up.
All right. Number 6. Dogs can smell the diabetes.
Really?
Apparently, they've recently seen how some dogs can predict the onset of a seizure. Dogs can also be trained to alert their diabetic owners whenever their blood sugar rises to dangerous levels.
How does that work? Like, it's blood sugar.
They can smell the sugar, Bob.
Wow.
They can smell the sugar.
Maybe that's what my dog's been trying to tell me.
He's like, hey, buddy, you're eating too much ice cream.
Whoa, dude. With the cheese? Really?
Right.
Number five?
Number 5 is whale poop.
Oh, thank God. I don't even know whales pooped.
Whale poop is often analyzed by scientists to monitor the health of whales, and it often contains important information about their diet. But there's one problem. The poop sinks within half an hour.
It sounds like you're reading a new movie trailer.
All right, hold on.
Whale poop is often analyzed by scientists to monitor the health of whales, as it often contains important information about their diet. But there's one problem. The poop sinks within a half hour of leaving the whale, meaning that the scientists need to get their hands on it as soon as possible. Bob Ford here at Rick Niven Inn, Whale Poop Patrol.
Whale poop.
Really, the dogs can trace its scent from a distance of more than a mile.
That's some sticky stank. That's what that is. Wow.
Water. And they can smell it up more than a mile.
Oh, whale
and
poop.
Apparently, when the dog detected the whale waste, he points it out in location to the boat captain by either leaning to the left or the right, or twitching its ear left to right. Like, oh, whale pooped to the right, boss.
Dude, by the way, worst job ever. Like, what do you do for a living? Marine biologist. More specific, I study whale poop.
Study whale poop. I have this dog's ear in the direction that I need to travel.
If it's a windy day, I'm screwed.
All right, number four, bed bugs.
Hold on.
Okay.
We need to hang up and recall because you started getting all crazy sounding.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. Talk again?
I'm talking again.
Oh, wow. We're back to normal.
Weird.
Okay, go ahead. Number four.
Bed bugs. The modern age of widespread air travel is causing a near apocalyptic surge in the number of cases of bed bug infestations. In response to this, pest control services have sprung up whereby, in exchange for a hefty fee, a dog will sweep a house for bed bugs, letting you know before you purchase a new property what sorts of problems you might have to deal with.
Dude, I'm in the wrong line of business here.
Apparently, the accuracy rate is as high as 96%. Bob Ford and Rick Piven in Bed Bug Patrol.
Bed Bug Patrol. Oh, dogs. Is there anything they can't do?
Oh, of course, the number three, they can detect minerals and ores.
Really?
They can sniff out iron.
I could see that. I can't. I don't think they smell like anything.
Apparently, the government of Finland financed a program that taught dogs to detect valuable sulfide-containing rocks. When the rocks break apart, they release a smell not unlike rotting eggs, which the dog can track easily. Yeah, I'm pretty sure people can track that easily, too. Like,
we have equipment, people.
What smells like shit? Oh, it's that rock over there.
Or it's the dog. I can't tell.
All right, number two.
I don't know about this one.
Ovulation in cows. The dogs can smell the menstruation in the cows.
Oh my god. I didn't know bull semen was so expensive.
Many farmers can only afford to artificially inseminate the cows when they are definitely ready to get pregnant. None of this maybe you might be able to get pregnant shit. Time it badly and there would be awkward conversation with a bank manager down the line. I need a loan for some bull semen.
Right?
That's just... that's bullshit.
I get it.
All right, number one. Best one of all. Dogs can sniff out cancer.
Cancer stinks, I guess. That's crazy.
So, next time a dog is sniffing you, you may have cancer.
So, if I breathe... Because it says here, they sniff people's breath.
Yep.
And alert them if they have cancer. So... how do I tell? What does my dog do? Is he like, oh, hey.
Oh, hey, go get that checked out.
I apologize, but you might want to look at that.
Oh.
Oh. That's how I'm
50s dog.
Hey, now. Whoa. Yeah, that's how my dog talks.
So what does that mean when the dog is sniffing your balls?
What dog sniffed your balls?
Every dog.
You might want to get that looked at. They're trying to warn you, Rick. Or there's some whale poop in there that you gotta talk about. Gross. Once again, we have reached a new level of low on the Fanboys XL podcast. But for now, Rick, why don't we go ahead and just jump right into the wrap-up.
All right. If you want to find us on the interwebs, you can find us at fxlnetwork.com. You can also go there and go to the donate page. If you can give us a little cash, we'll make the show even better.
And make your hair grow back.
Oh, yes, it will. You can go to Twitter at FXL Network. You can find Bob at BobbertF. You can find me at Rick Piven. You can also go over to Facebook at facebook.com/FXL Network. You can send us your emails at fanboysxlpodcast@gmail.com. That's if you want to send us any reviews, any questions you have for us. You want us to review something for you. You have an idea for a made-up movie or maybe a top 10 list. Send it over there. We're always looking for 5-star reviews on the iTunes store. I'll go over there, hit subscribe, and share your comments, and we'll share them on the show.
We love sharing things. That's what we do. Sharing is caring. So, for this week, that's it. But for next week, we'll be back in maybe an all-new made-up movie. Who knows? But for myself and for Rick Piven, thanks for listening.
Don't step in whale poop.
Oh, that's a really good point. Don't step in whale poop. They'd probably never get that out.
Right. See you later.
The show is done.
Yes. Yes.